speak with event promoter for the UWF. I believe Mr. Mark Schipetta is joining us. Sir, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kevin.
How goes the battle?
Good. It's nice to be called event promoter. It's just, you know.
Well, you are actually a co-promoter, but I gave you full billing.
Thank you. Yes, I am helping promote along with Bob Cruz from the UWF an incredible event this Friday night.
Now, I heard there's a rumor that you have gone from, you are actually doing the Brock Lesnar, but on a local level. You're going from MMA to sports entertainment?
You know what? That's true. I didn't think about that. Yes, I am I'm pulling a Brock Lesnar. Well, first of all, this Friday night over at the Massachusetts Hospital School at 3 Randolph Street, it's a great facility. It's a facility for disabled children. It's kind of, think of it like as a college, boarding school for disabled children. Now, two of my sons attend there who have muscular dystrophy, and we are putting on a professional wrestling event on Friday night, although it's unlike any other local events that you see around here at your usual independent matches in the VFWs and the KSCs. This one, we're actually bringing in some big-time talent, and we have Jerry the King Lawler, who's very relevant at this point, coming in for the kids.
Well, I have to say this, is that you're a passionate guy, and whenever you get involved with something, it's never halfway. We know that you did a documentary, Father's Fight, and yes, got into the ring, I think either for your third or fourth venture as someone doing MMA, to raise money and for awareness of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Now you're doing this. What's it going to be like? From what I understand, now tying the two together here, is the gentleman who helped prepare you for those MMA bouts is actually now your foe.
Yes, Michael Varner, who he helped train me for my film I did back in 2009, A Father's Fight, for muscular dystrophy awareness, has been bad-mouthing me out in the media. So I figured, you know what? What better place to kind of even the score? And we're doing it in the squared circle this time in tag team action. So I'm going to get my revenge on him while we're raising money for the Massachusetts Hospital School and for the specifically for the kids that play on the wheelchair soccer team, who are trying to raise money for their national tournament in June out in Minnesota. So, you know, so it's going to be a great night. And you know where I am right now, Kevin?
Where are you right now? I would think that you were somewhere secretly training with your partner, the show off,
well,
Mike
Pava. I'm secretly sitting in a hot tub because I pinched a nerve in my neck. You know, trying to be a 20-year-old kid when I'm 43 years old, getting involved in all these activities.
But you're not somebody who has put a little extra weight around his middle like me. You're pretty much in good shape.
Yeah, you know, I try. You know, I mean, it's for the kids, but it's also for, you know, I walked in, my wife's like, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I pinched a nerve in my neck getting ready for my professional wrestling debut." She's like, "Oh my god."
Do you have a name? Do you have a name? Do you have a wrestling name, right?
You know what? I don't. I'm just going to be myself, and I am tag teaming with another local kid, Mike Pava, and Mike Bonner is tag teaming with another local wrestler, the Lumberjake, and we're going to square off. But you know, but more importantly, I want everybody to know, if you or your children are fans of the WWE, Jerry Lawler agreed to fly in for the night specifically just for this event. He's going to be signing autographs, doing meet and greets, and holding a little King's Court, is that what he calls it?
Yes,
or,
sir.
In the ring for all the fans. So it's going to be we're expecting 500-600 people. So, you know, if people want tickets, they can, you know, reach out to me. Should I give him a second to grab a pencil?
Yeah, give him a second, but I want to make sure I throw it in there. You don't want to upset your wrestling partner and have him against you for the next match. It is Mike, he's called the Show-Off.
Is that what he calls himself?
Mike Paver's known as the Show-Off.
That's what he's touting himself. Yes. Well, he's, you know, aside from being a heel, and aside from me getting ready to smash his face on Friday, I will give him props and say that he has really been, putting his differences aside with regards to me, and you know, hustling and really helping sell tickets and promote this event for the kids, because he knows it's for a great cause. So, you know, we're excited about it. It's gonna be a fun night.
And I will say, I think it's a fantastic event that you have. Jerry the King Lawler, who somebody not too long ago suffered a bit of a health issue while he was in the ring wrestling live on Monday Night Raw. To have him come to your event, it's going to be a really special event for him to come down to this.
Yeah, you know, it actually is. Unfortunately, he won't be wrestling, but he's going to be there, and he's going to be meeting all his fans. And, you know, we got a few tricks up our sleeve. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
You know, he will be involved in some capacity. So we're excited. I'm nervous. Ticket sales have been somewhat weak, but, you know, people tend to wait till last minute, which I understand. And,
sure.
You know, and it's an easy location to get to. It's right off of Route 95, kind of in the, you know, Stoughton Canton line in the Blue Hills area. And it's just it's a fun night for the family or a date or whatever it might be.
I got to ask you one last thing: is there a website or is an easy way to contact somebody for tickets ahead of time?
You know what? Call my cell phone. It's area code 508-889-2882. 508-889-2882. Write that down, folks, and I will leave tickets in an envelope with your name on it. And, you know, you can have a great night of wrestling. There's going to be about 9 matches, and there's a couple of former WWE divas, Maria and Mickie James, that are going to be there as well. And just make it clear, there's probably going to be, 50 to 75 kids in wheelchairs around the ring. So, we have creative control over this. So this match is very family friendly. This event's very family friendly.
Okay.
For those that might, be concerned, there's not going to be any graphic stuff. Just going to be good old school wrestling.
Well, Mark, we want to thank you. We've about run out of time, and we hope that you have a fantastic event, and we expect to hear more from you down the road.
Yeah, let's hope that, I can seek revenge on Mike Vaughn. And remember, 508-889-2882. Everybody listening to Mr. Tachi, we hope to see you.
We'll be back, Kevin, with more Monday Night Talk. Stay tuned.
All right, thanks, Mike.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station, 95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.